Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Healthcare students at Trinity College in Dublin have staged a protest over the cost of going on placement. Orla is with me on the line today. Orla, you're a current healthcare student at Trinity College Dublin. Tell me about the concerns that you and your classmates have.
A lot of us are fed up, to be honest. There's so many costs that are involved with Trinity. You know, you're paying your fees, you're paying to be there to do the course, but you're not being paid to go on placement. You're not getting paid for any of that. And then you've got extra costs on top of this, of uniforms and vaccines, blood tests. There's just, a lot of it is just, we're all fed up at this point.
What sort of costs are we talking about, Orla?
Well, we have to go on placement, you've got to do health screenings. So you have to get blood tests. You've got to get vaccines to protect you and your patients. You've got to pay to get your uniform to go on placement. It's all these things you have to get so that you can go on placement, but it's coming out of our own pocket.
And what is the cost of the uniform?
Oh, it can add up. I think it's about €40 for lab coats, €50 sometimes. It's every discipline, all the health sciences, physios, occ health students, nursing, doctors, everyone. It can all add up to hundreds at the end of the day.
And is that a one-off? Like, first of all, in what year do you do the placement?
From first year right to fourth year.
Okay, so it's a one-off purchase, is it then, for all the gear?
Yeah, but then if you get two uniforms, three uniforms, and if one of them gets destroyed or you need another uniform, that's another, you've got to pay for more.
You've got to replace it. Okay. So you're currently on placement, I take it, at the minute?
We've just finished placement now. So we're back in lectures at the minute.
Back in lectures. And how many weeks did you do for your placement?
We did, just finished 6 weeks, I believe. So it's,
and what kind of hours, Orla?
6 days. It's 13-hour shift, 3 days a week, and then 2 days a week, 12 hours. It's about 32 hours a week, every week for 6 weeks, 8 weeks.
And do you get any subsistence for that?
They've come out with, the HV and the government have come out with a €500 subsidence payment scheme, which works out to cover our food costs while on placement. So that's €250 a semester, which works out at about €9 a week, I think, to cover food. So it's not a loss. And that was after the INMO published a report, the McHugh report, that the INMO put forward that students need about £3,000 a year, and out of this they've come out with €500 is what they'll give us.
Grace is with us on the line as well, Orla. Grace, you're also a healthcare student. I presume you're in the same situation then as Orla.
Yeah, no, the exact same situation. It's not easy.
Has this not always been the case?
In terms of payments, no. Nursing students are actually the only students who go on placement who receive the subsidies. So we only, like, compared to the physio and occ health, we are the only people on placement who receives the €250 per semester. And a lot of the time, it's actually coming in late, or it can take almost the two semesters for it to come in. And we're seeing, like, a lot of mature students who need this money to come in because it's the only form of payment we receive, and they're not getting it. And the HSE are ghosting people when reaching out. They're not helping us in any cases. And even last year, they changed our travel allowances, which used to be €25 to €16 per week. And on top of that, our college decided to give us 2 weeks of an advancement of this year to print out our leave card transactions into PDF, put them in chronological order, print out claims insurance forms and fill them all out and hand deliver them to the nursing building on St. James's campus. And they gave us 2 weeks to do this during reading week. and no one ended up receiving their allowances this semester.
So just to go back for a moment, when you say you're the only ones that get the subsistence of the €250 per semester, and you mentioned occupational health therapist students as well, do they get more or do they get less than you, Grace?
They don't get any.
They get nothing.
General nursing and children nursing were the only faculties that actually received the money. Okay.
You're the only ones that get some payment, really.
We are. I know that we do a lot more placement during the year than them, which is probably the reason for it. And our hours are much longer than theirs. Majority of our course is spent in the hospital, whereas more of theirs would be spent, academically.
Okay. Look, I know there's a lot of people listening to this obviously recognise, that there's a cost in terms of rent. You're in Dublin. You have the cost of living that goes with it. But I suppose what I'm trying to find out, has it not always been the case, though, for healthcare students? I'm not saying it's right, but has this not always been the situation, Grace?
In terms of getting our payments or not getting payments?
Well, in terms of students being paid for placements or internships.
Well, we've never been paid. We don't have wages or salaries.
No, but you get the subsistence that you're talking about, the €500.
Yeah, that's only a recent thing that's come in.
So what you're looking for is more money, I take it?
Well, I suppose we're looking to get paid. At the end of the day, we're putting in the same hours as registered nurses. We're doing the same work as healthcare assistants, but we receive nothing for it, realistically.
But I suppose you're not qualified to be the comparison, though.
No, of course we're not qualified. We're not registered, and we don't have as many skills as registered nurses do. But in terms of the work that we are expected to put in when we're on the ward, it's still a lot to receive no salary and no wages.
The other element, I suppose, that Orla mentioned too, Grace, the fact that, when you're carrying out these placements, are you always Dublin-based, or can you be sent to a hospital elsewhere in the country?
Well, for Trinity, we are St James's Hospital and Tallaght Hospital, but we have had students who have been sent down to Naas in Kildare because there wasn't enough rooms in the hospitals. And during second year and third year, we're on specialties, so we could end up anywhere, really. And we don't actually always know until the Friday before the week of placement where we could be.
So there's obviously then, Orla, an additional cost for those students that are maybe sent to a hospital outside of Dublin and at short notice.
Absolutely. You could be sent, because Trinity is based, Dublin and Kildare is the area they have for hospitals. So you could be sent anywhere in Dublin and Kildare. I used to do psych nursing, and I was living back home in South Kildare. And I was placed in Monstrevin, and I have two parents working and I can't drive. So I had to get up about 5 a.m. in the morning to try and get to Monstrevin to go on placement. And that's the best case. A lot of people have to go travel. They have kids at home. They have to work at the weekends because we don't get paid. So we have to work the weekend.
Probably you can't rely on public transport, I take it, either,
no,
with the kind of hours that you're doing in 12 and 13 hour shifts.
Absolutely. It's impossible.
Yeah, the protest, there's been two protests, Grace, at this stage. Have you heard anything back from Trinity College? I know we've reached out to them today, but have you heard anything back from the college in relation to this?
Nope, we have gotten nothing. The health science faculty are very, very good at ghosting us and not replying to our issues.
Well, I don't know, maybe they're looking into it or something. I don't know. I mean, we've reached out to them as well, so we'll see if we get any statement from Trinity in relation to this. I think we've got Jenny Maguire with us too. Stay with me, Orla and Grace, if you don't mind. Jenny is the Trinity College Dublin Students' Union President. This can't be a situation, Jenny, unique to Trinity, is it?
It absolutely isn't. I mean, I've been in touch with colleges right across the country, and from this act, these actions that we're doing, students and researchers right across the country have been inspired to maybe think that the exploitation of them isn't enough. The whole healthcare system relies on the good nature of so many nurses and doctors up and down the country. And that issue begins right down in your first day of college, when you're going in and you are told about, mind your mental health. But then for the next 4 or 5 years, you are not given any supports. To follow up with some of the amazing contributions the girls were saying there, I know students that were sent, Trinity students that were sent to Limerick with a couple days' notice for a six-week placement, and they lived in hotels, they lived in Airbnbs because that was the cheapest and only option for them. They're just being expected to smile and keep going because we've all suffered through this. And as you pointed out there, that, you know, that isn't right. That yes, it has been improved ever so slightly, but what we're just coming up against is just a complete ignoring of the real issues of students having to drop out, students going into debt to do their studies, students who are getting support after unbelievable paperwork as well as doing 13-hour shifts every day. It's just crazy.
But is the argument here, Jenny, that you're effectively saying that the student nurses who are still in college, I fully appreciate carrying out long hours during their placements, but that those, like, is the contention that they should be paid something near to what the fully qualified nurses are being paid?
I think the contention is it's just an expectation that they should get on with it. And what it's not, it's about being paid. But before we even get there, it's students having to hawk out hundreds of euro every single year on the supplies they need just to engage with their course. And, you know, as you pointed out, the cost of living is so high. Students are being squeezed and pushed. They're on campuses without. Last week, the students' union brought a couch over to the St. James's campus because students are eating on the floor, and that was celebrated as if some sort of massive win. It's the basics that the nurses, as well as every single other student in the health sciences, in Trinity, in DCU, in UCD, in Galway, in Cork, are looking for. We're just looking for the basics.
Eileen is with me on the line. Eileen, you've been listening to Jenny there and Grace and Orla. Why did you get in touch about this?
I just got in touch because I suppose I trained in the 70s and, you know, like in the 70s it was totally different because, like, we trained in the hospital. So, like, the hospital looked after whatever hospital you trained in, we'll say Waterford, Cork, whatever, the regional hospital in Waterford I trained. And, like, sort of, there was a nursing home there, so you were put up and you were put on your placements. Your placements weren't that far away. And the thing about it is, Andrea, like, you train in the hospital and you had your accommodation there and it was taken out of you, you know, and you were paid, that's right, wage. And which I think it's awful that these nurses, I've worked them all my life. I've worked in a training hospital all my life and I see them coming in and they're so tired and they're working at weekends, trying to pay for accommodation, everything. And these are professional people, Andre. Like, you know, and it's a disgrace the way they're being treated, really.
And really, you know, like, by the sounds of it, Eileen, nothing has changed since your time.
Well, in our time, in actual fact, Andre, would you believe it? We had a probably better time because we trained in the hospital. We were put up in the hospital and we were paid a minimum wage and we were. And it's like we'll say going to the cadets or whatever, you stay there until you're qualified and then you stayed on or you went on to do further training, maternity general, maternity or midwifery or whatever, like paediatrics or whatever you want to do, orthopaedics. But like the thing about it is they looked after you. That was the ethos of the hospital. And you didn't have the anxieties and the worry about paying for this, paying for that. Can I afford this? Can I afford that? You trained. You did your first year. You did, you know, your PTS course. Then after 2 years, you qualified as a general nurse, Andrea. And it was up to you then. You might be kept on the hospital. Or you went on to do your midwifery or whatever. You know, but I just see all the students coming in and finding accommodation. They're all placed. They're not even where they live. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, no, look, I fully appreciate it. It is very unfair to ask somebody who's maybe living in Dublin and renting and paying the cost of rent in Dublin to turn around to the likes of Grace and Orla there and say to them, you know, on a Friday afternoon or a Thursday afternoon, by the way, you're starting in Limerick on Monday, get yourself accommodation in 3 days. I fully appreciate that's an outrageous situation. But I suppose the question really is, we're asking, you know, ultimately, Grace, the question here is, should the trainee nurses be getting more money? Just off the top of my head, I know somebody will correct me on this. The guards, when they're training, the guard, the training allowance, they do it. Is it about 33 weeks? Or do they get about 300 quid a week? Just 305, maybe 350 euro. Someone will correct me on that, but it's about 350 euro, isn't it? So are the trainee nurses, are you guys getting more then, or No, you're getting the €500 in total for the whole semester. Is that right?
We get the €500 for the year, so it's €250 per semester. We're one of the only courses that used to be a paid apprenticeship that has moved on into a degree that hasn't been paid. The paramedic courses, they get paid when they're training on placement. Guardies get paid. We're the only ones that.
So you want a similar situation to what the trainee guards have then?
No, absolutely.
That's what you're looking for.
We're putting in a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
And
I don't doubt that. And the hours are, I mean, if you're talking, as Orla mentioned, like 3 days at 13-hour shifts and 2 days at 12-hour shifts. Julie is with us. Julie's in Tipperary. Julie, I believe you've qualified recently as an intellectual disability nurse. I presume this experience rings true for you as well.
Absolutely. But I have a little bit of a different experience. I trained in Waterford. And with intellectual disability nursing, we were told we have to be able to drive and it has to be in the southeast. We will be in the southeast. So we're told just beforehand, just maybe a week before our placement, sometimes less, where we're going. And we could be out in a house in a rural part of Ireland, like in the middle of nowhere. There might not be houses around for miles. So public transport is not an option. And I know a lot of students have to pay for taxis. They have to drive themselves. I myself had to drive up to 2.5 hours. We could be on 9 to 5. We could be in a day service. So that's 5 days a week.
So you need a car as a student then?
Oh, absolutely. And then you get expenses after, but it's paying for them while you're there. And if you're doing the 9 to 5, 5 days a week, and you're working the weekends, your 12-hour shifts, you have no day off.
Okay.
You're expected to do assignments. You're expected to do everything. We're used as healthcare assistants while we're on from first year. But I believe third years definitely should get paid.
Should get something. Okay.
Grace,
two different protests have taken place already by healthcare students at Trinity in recent weeks. Is there likely to be more?
Oh, definitely. This is absolutely just the beginning. Like 2 weeks ago, we had our talk on St. James's campus and we were able to bring so many students together and everyone got to talk and express about their issues. And we were finding out things that we didn't even know was going on in certain faculties. And then yesterday we had our whole protest. We were able to actively talk about the issues all together towards Trinity, bring it up to Trinity.
And when will that next protest take place?
Well, it's still in the works at the moment because we have reached out to Trinity. We're waiting to hear back from them.
Well, actually, I've just heard back from them now. They've got back to us. Trinity College Dublin upholds students' rights to protest peacefully. It notes the students' claims on these matters and will consider the issues raised, Grace. That's the statement now.
I think they are aware of the issues. Like even within nursing, we have our SALOs and we have our CPCs, which are the clinical coordinators that we have on placement. You know, they're meant to be there and we tell them any issues we're having on the wards or anything like that. But in a lot of scenarios, like they have let us down.
Okay.
They haven't reached out to me or they've told us, you know, in certain issues just to keep going and suck it up and that's it.
All right.
Like, are aware of these. They've been aware of these issues. I mean, as long as I've been in Trinity.
As long as you've been a student in Trinity. Well, look, if there's any further updates or I'm sure, again, if there's a protest, we'll bring that to listeners. Grace, listen, thank you for sharing your story. Orla as well for sharing your experience. Jenny Maguire there is from the Students' Union at Trinity. Julie and Eileen for getting in touch as well. A lot of listeners getting in contact. If these students are going to go abroad as soon as they graduate, I don't think the taxpayers should pay for anything with regards to clothing via the grants to the universities. Another listener tells me their daughter recently qualified as a nurse but wouldn't have been able to if she hadn't been living at home and we were able to subsidise her. It'll put people off going into nursing as a profession, so I don't blame them leaving the minute that they qualified. This texter says apprentices don't get full pay either. You can't be fully paid when you're not fully qualified. Another listener says, do the students not know this when they signed up for nursing? You eat lunch, I assume, in college. So what's the difference in the placement if you're eating in a subsidised canteen? Another texter tells me that their daughter is currently doing speech and language therapy at UCC. They're paying rent in Cork for the accommodation and then she can be sent anywhere for placement and the rent also has to be paid there too. And another listener has got in contact to say, try being a veterinary student, 36 weeks placement over the summer period. It's not subsidised. You're never paid or even organised by the college. So no summer jobs are even possible. Plus, then you have to do 24 weeks of clinical rotations in the college hospital. I agree the accommodation for last minute placements needs to be sorted by our health service, but that's already on its knees. So where is the money going to come from? And finally, Donal in Dublin says the students want to be paid to learn. Come on, this is just how life works.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.